You're listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he guides us through the world and major works of Kabbalah, Hasidic masters, and Jewish philosophy, shedding light on the inner life of the soul.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, we are continuing with our shiur in the Ramchal's Adir Bamarom, his commentary on the Idra Rabba, illuminating the depths of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Idra Rabba was the first gathering where Rabbi Shimon sat with the Chavraya Kadisha outside in the granary and darshan the secrets of the loftiest spaces of Atika and Zer Anpin, of the unity between Keser, the unity between Hashem's unbridled goodness that remains in its elevated state prior to any disintegration or concealment, and Zer Anpin, which is the orientation that we have towards ourselves, like we've been talking about, that our relationship to ourselves, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the world around us, is always going to be by way of the two lower partsufim, Zer Anpin and Nukva, the seven lower spheros, which is really the process that we've been talking about, in particular, the stamp of that experience, which is Malchus itself, the place where the Shechina is found and the place where human experience is found. In the Idra Rabba, the orientation of the Idra Rabba, the Nakuda of the Idra Rabba, the great Idra, is the connection between Keser and Zer Anpin, how our own experience down here is ultimately connected and loft in the loftiest places imaginable, in the Hanhaga of Atika Kadisha, in the Hanhaga of Arich Anpin. That's the Avoida of the Idra Rabba. That's what we're seeing in this place, in the Idra Rabba, in the Adir Bamarom, the connection between above and below, the revelation, how the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal goodness and unity at every moment is inherently connected to the process in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals, which is concealment and disintegration. And the unity between these two poles, the highest point of Keser and the lowest point of Malchus, is ultimately going to be the secret of what the Idra Rabba is all about, how to connect above to below and below to above. The Idra Zuta, which is what takes place on Lag BaOmer, where we're celebrating the Patira, the elevation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from his orientation in time and space, and the constriction of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai as a person who lived in a particular point, or a person who lived at a particular point, and the Yuma de Hilula, which is the ascendance of the Neshama of Rabbi Shimon, which is going to now be Mespashet, just like the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, because ultimately they're reflective of the same Or, the same Nishma Satorah that comes down into the world. And in this Hilula delay, in this Yom of celebration of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what we encounter is the Idra Zuta, seemingly a lower gathering, seemingly a time where we're not talking about the grand unity between Keser and Zer Anpin, between desire and the elevated realms of functioning and our lower space of functioning, but rather in the Idra Zuta, which is seemingly a lower thing, seemingly something that's being discussed that is of less spiritual import than the Idra Rabba. Nevertheless, the Idra Zuta is going to be higher because it reveals the secret of Abba and Ima. It reveals the secret of Chachma and Bina. Chachma and Bina are the ways in which we learn to incorporate the connectivity which the Idra Rabba reveals to us is Keser, Zer Anpin, and Malchus. The Idra Rabba talks about the highest points imaginable and our lowest point imaginable, which is our point of consciousness, our point of separation and division and the mind-body dualism that we find ourselves caught up in, which the Ramchal is really coming to be Mevara for us. But in this vast distance between Arich Anpin, Keser, and Zer Anpin and Malchus, so the bridge, the Gesher Tzar Ma'oid Ma'oid, that connects the two of those realms is going to be Abba and Ima, Chachma and Bina, which are going to be discussed in the Idra Zuta. They're more hidden, they're more concealed, the process is more humble in its processing, and in spite of the fact that it looks lesser than the revelation of the Idra Rabba, nevertheless, in the silent expression and the depths of unity in the Idra Zuta, we're Megala the secret of V'chai Le'olam, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai gives us the tools not only for understanding the light that Rabbi Shimon brings down into the world, which is the connection between Keser and Malchus. Pnimiyas HaTorah is always coming to teach us the secrets of the Idra Rabba, which are the connection between the highest realm and the lower. lowest realm. But the criticism or the critique very often of Pnimiyus HaTorah is that while it discusses the ideals between Keser and Zer Anpin and Malchus, it doesn't necessarily discuss the methodology in which one can actually cultivate a way of living in terms of that idea to bring it down into day-to-day experience on a therapeutic level, on a psychological level, even if a person is, you know, like myself, unworthy of doing it and on a voda type of level. At least we benefit from the medicinal remnants that are inherent within the depths and the drops of these Torahs. And so the critique very often of Pnimiyus HaTorah is that, yes, it can reveal to us the connection between Keser, the infinite realms of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Zer Anpin and Malchus down here where we experience our lives as limited creatures, which is the secret of the Idra Rabbah. But it doesn't offer you the tools in which to draw that elevated consciousness back into practical functionality. And to that comes along the Idra Zuta, a more silent expression, and the expression of Rabbi Shimon's kind of Aliyah, Rabbi Shimon's Hilula, the revelation that in order to connect to that place of Keser, drawing it down into the lowest place, we have to enter into the methodology, the tools given over to us by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Idra Zuta, which is the recognition that whether it's here, whether it's there, Rabbi Shimon is revealed, or whether Rabbi Shimon is concealed, a person through their Chachma and Bina, the Chachma of the mind, which drips into the wisdom of the heart, and the wisdom of the heart, which ascends upwards to the wisdom of the mind, that place of Chachma and Bina, that goes with a person. That goes with a person wherever they are. And ultimately, when we can uncover that secret of the Idra Zuta, which is revealed on Lag BaOmer, which is that in order for the sake of connection, one not need actually be in a space of connection because the connection exists in here, like Rashbi describes, B'chad Ketira Akhtarina, I've unified myself to you in one singular unification. How is that possible? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai lived a life of splintering. The biggest splinter in the world is the Rabbi Shimon of Torah Shebaal Peh in a revealed way and the Rabbi Shimon of the Zohar HaKadosh in a concealed way. That's splitness of Rabbi Shimon, of Sham Avon, that there's some element of concealment in that place, but at the same point, we have the capacity of refining it to the Mash Avon, to refining any possibility of negativity. The Stira within the writings of the Arizal and the Zohar, right, the Rabbi Shimon was rooted in the space of Chachma or Bina, that splitness that we encounter in the life of Rashbi's Or is unified in the light of the Idra Zuta, which is the secret of wherever a person is, they can uncover that light of the connection between Keser and Zer Anpin and Malchus, which is why when we look at the Idra Rabbah, the Idra Rabbah took place outside. The Idra Rabbah took place outside in the northern lights of Eretz Yisrael in the open-aired sky, because in the Chitzonius HaOlam, in the Birurim of the Chitzonius HaOlam, when we look at things from an external perspective, it's easy to talk about the connection between Keser and Malchus, between Atika Huzav and Zahu Atika, that the Keser and Zer Anpin, our functioning and the higher level of functioning, are ultimately unified in a singular unity. It's easy to talk about that in a Chitzonius place, from a Chitzonius perspective, from the Idra Rabbah perspective, which is just Chitzoni in relationship to the Idra Zuta. So what we see there is that it's dependent upon a particular space, it's dependent upon a particular place in the outside of the world, as in contradistinction rather to the Idra Zuta, which is inside, which is on the inside of the inside. It's inside of Rashbi's house, it's inside of Rashbi's room, it's on the deathbed of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that secret of the Abba Ve'ima, of the train ray and Delimus Parshin that are always going with a person, is the revelation that even when a person can't tap into the physical connection to Rabbi Shimon or to the real orientation to the place of Rabbi Shimon, the deepest secret of Rabbi Shimon is the secret of Abba and Ima, the train ray and Delimus Parshin, which is the secret of how we're mamshich the light of Keser into Zer Anpin and into Malchus, which is the methodology through which a person draws this down, through the Yira and the Ahava, through the Kanfeyona from the Gadfin, from the Ahava and the Yira, the two tools that we have to our exposure, Chachma and Bina, Bittel and Hishtoikakus, Menucha and Oineg, those two things are in truth the deepest message which come out from the Idra Zuta, which the Ramchal doesn't have a beer on. The Ramchal doesn't have a beer on the Idra Zuta, Rav Menachem and Mishklav has a beer on the Idra Zuta. There's different birurim on the Idra Zuta, but over here, what we're finding is Rashbi being revealed in a way of the Idra Rabbah, which is the connection between above and below, even without the tools or the methodology to bring it about. And the Ramchal is bringing us back into contact with the Malchus itself, which, as we said, is this deficient thing, so to speak, that appears deficient, it's unfulfilled, it's devoid of its content that makes it full. But nevertheless, that depletion, that emptiness, is not because Malchus is only going to be filled by something outside of itself, but rather the fullness that belongs to Malchus is not yet in Malchus itself yet. Zer Anpin, the Hanhaga of the Hashpa'a, which is what we have relationship to, which is what comes down from above to below, that is where the hidden light, the hidden lost light of Malchus continues to exist, and it's our job to bring that light into Malchus itself. Now, why did Hashem want it that we should be the ones to bring the light of Zer Anpin, the light of the Elyonim, down into Malchus itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have obviously fulfilled Malchus itself so that there would be a unity and a quality of unity that continues to exist between Zachar and the Keva, between the Shemesh and the Yireach, between Hashpa and Kabbalah. Nevertheless, we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that there should be Bechira in the world. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be Bechira in the world, which is the very delicate hidden middle point that demands such a delicate setup of an existence that is going to at every moment share the exact necessary balance between concealment and revelation so as to create the perfect space wherein the individual, in accordance with all of their circumstances, their privilege, etc., can make a choice, can make an actual radical nekuda of bechira chavshes, and the radical, delicate nature in which that process needs to be set up. All of that is so that we ourselves can engage in Bechira and be Mamtik Malchus itself, to be Mashlim Malchus itself, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to fulfill through our own volitional behavior, where we come in contact with ourselves in the most unified way possible, as we said in the name of Leshem, so that we can enjoy not only from the outgrowth of the unity itself, but to taste from the process that leads to the unity itself. This is the entire reason that the Ramchal operates in a temporal universe, at least for our sake and purposes, where there is a split between the past, the present, and the future. The past and the future are both oriented to a unity that was and will be revealed in the future, where all disparity and all separation are revealed to have been nothing but a mirage that was real in spite of the fact that it didn't truly exist. And we live in the middle. We live in the middle that is wedged between the beginning and the end, where we seem to be lost on our own. We seem to no longer have that light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity that is fundamentally revealed, but rather we live within the toch. We live within that simsum. We live within that vak, that shish, Alfei Shan and the Havei Alma, and it's specifically there in that in-between space, in that places of arrested development prior to the revelation, at the end, that the middle was also part and parcel of an unfolding of the beginning that has always been revealing itself. We live caught up in the middle, and in that middle point, in that place of Rishus, in that Chalal Shel Rishus, it's our responsibility, the Ramchal says, to be Boicher, that we should be Mamshich the Or, we should be Mamshich the Goodness. And the way that that takes place is in one of two ways. The Ramchal says there is the Hasar Sarah, there is getting rid of all of the privation and concealment that grows upon Malchus. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for there to be an element in this worldliness that appears to be devoid of divine governance, Gav Yachol, for even a moment's thought to claim that that's a possible real thing. Once the Ramchal sets up that we should live in that universe where that is the Hava Amina, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absent from the middle because it's up to us to reveal Hashem in the middle, Memela, that brings about certain layers of concealment that come the moment a person's mind allows for the possibility of there being something devoid from the radical unity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memela, Nechashim V'Akvarim now emerge. The snakes and the scorpions emerge. And that's where all of these visuals and these notions and these concepts that the Ramchal is misasek in so much, negativity, falling, struggle, and all of those real human elements that we experience when we learn Maseil Sesharim, a real understanding of what it means to be a human being with all of the concealments, and in the Pnimiya Sataridika writings in a more revealed way, the Ramchal discusses the nature of Klipa, the nature of Sitra Achra, the nature of the Yetzer, which wants to fight against the person, and one can almost lose themselves, God forbid, and think that there's maybe a standalone Koach to this power being described, God forbid, which would be tantamount to Shtei Rishuyos and the biggest fear in the world, and not only the biggest fear in the world, but the very opposite of what Rabbeinu Ramchal has come to teach us over and over in Derech Hashem and Das Tfunos, how all shnios, all separation is in truth fundamentally part and parcel of a singular unity that is always perpetually being revealed. So this Havamina that emerges in the realm of the writings of the Ramchal, and also you find in the writings of the Gra, because the two are very much connected. Ramchal is also very much connected to Torah Sachasidus, but in a different way. You see that Torah Chabad doesn't necessarily quote the Torah of the Ramchal. Torah Kamarna has its own unique relationship with the Ramchal, but it doesn't mean that it's an oppositional relationship, or rather it's an oppositional unity, as we know, that every relationship that comes about by way of Machlokas is ultimately to reveal an even deeper light of unity. But nevertheless, the Ramchal and the Gra give more of a kayach to the Sitra Achra, because we are operating in that middle space where, in terms and conditions of what the purpose of this revelation is, this revelation of concealment or deficiency, it needs to appear really that there's some standalone koach, God forbid. But obviously we know that it's always just mitzidenu, like any element of tzimtzum, and the Ramchal is ultimately being megala, the deepest level of yichud, the soid ha-yichud, the yichud of the roish and the soif, like all of the tzaddikim, like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, like the Rashash, like the Gra, like the Ramchal is doing it, all of the tzaddikim are doing it, the Baal HaSulam, who took a lot from the Ramchal as well, as we're going to see. And so now we are here standing at Malchus again, standing at Malchus, and the Ramchal is going to be reiterating what it is that we're trying to do. And we're on Daf Tes at the bottom, and we're going to try and cover a little bit of ground. V'tira, now come and see Shebizman Miyatay Reach, in the Zman of Miyatay Reach, this reflection of the deficiency of the feminine, the deficiency of that feminine quality of Malchus, which appears to be devoid of its fulfillment, and that fulfillment belongs Eitzel, the Mashpia Baizo, which creates that binary opposition and that balance that we live in so often because we don't properly understand the pre-existing fullness of Malchus. We assume that Malchus is just an empty thing that can be filled from time to time, rather than truly understanding that Malchus is a perpetually filled thing, but the purpose of Malchus is to make it appear as if Malchus itself is in need of fulfillment, because that Koyach HaChisaron and that Koyach HaBirurim is where the Tosefes Kishut and the additional adornment of perfection and the Tainug and the Schoik, the Yitzchak, is going to come from. So now see, in the time of the Miyatay Reach, which was the deviation of the moon from its prior fullness, Hates Sviros, the fulfillment, the upper nine spheros of Nukva, of Malchus, meaning the Keser, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Bura, Tferes, Netzach, Hoyt, and Yisoid of Malchus, go upwards to Nichnesu Bezer Anpin Atzmo. They ascend upwards in an act of gullus, so to speak. They can no longer maintain their original fullness within the receptacle of Malchus, because now we're descending into that diminution of Malchus, that deficiency orientation of Malchus, and those nine lights have to go up to a place to wait until it's time to return back down. So it appears that they belong to Zah, when in truth all they do is they find the resting place there, and then they emerge from Zer Anpin afterwards, like we saw last week. And in truth, this light, which now goes up to Zer Anpin, and that it previously existed within Malchus, is the light of Malchus that exists within Zer Anpin itself, meaning to say that this in-between process, that Malchus gives up of its own and sends it back up to Zer Anpin, and what that causes is the revelation of the Chelik of Malchus that also exists within the Zer Anpin itself. But nevertheless, those lights that are going to come back down belong to Malchus herself. The Kfar Noida, and we already know Tam Hamiyut, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memayet, why Hashem was Memayet Levana, Lechu Ma'ati Et Atzmeichem, we'll see why the moon had to do it herself, Kaviyachol, because all of this was Zahaya Letetz Messias Lebechira V'Schar Ve'Oinesh, the entire purpose of leaving this empty place, this place that appears devoid and in need of human functionality in order to fulfill it and to bring about its actual tikkun, is a decision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made already from the start to allow for there to be appearance of deficiency, because in truth, Einon Mavado, and all of this is Zahaya Letet Mitzius LeBechira V'Scharva Onesh, in order to provide the element or the ground necessary for Bechira and Scharva Onesh, those almost impossible qualities that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals in this world in the secret of Anais, which is human responsibility, in spite of the fact that it's fundamentally clear that all that exists is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedei Shema Shehaya Yochel HaMa'atzia La'asos Ba'atzmo Ya'aseyu B'nei Adam, so that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself could have performed from the beginning of creation, which was fulfill Malchus and reveal the secret of Zer Anpin and Malchus, the Trema Oiris HaGadoylim, and show how the Shemesh and the Levana are Miyuchid B'Tachlis HaAchdus. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted what he himself could have performed immediately to be done through human beings themselves, so that we can benefit from the journey, so that we can encounter the Ti'ima of the Tam HaEitz Ketam HaPri, of the secret of the process being endowed with the ore itself of the arrival. Ukvar Pirashti Zeba Makom Acher, and I've already explained this elsewhere, says the Ramchal. Because in truth, Shar HaSfiros Nivaruru Kol Chalkehem, Ach Nukva Loi Nivaruru Kol Chalkeha Kedei Lahaniach Makom La'avoida. Because in truth, when we look at the grand total of the Sfiros through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs reality, the various partsufim, which when looked at the various partsufim, what one will come down to is always the 10 Sfiros, and when one looks at each Sfira within those 10 Sfiros, one will come to another 10 Sfiros, and when one looks at the particular Sfira amongst those 10 particular Sfiros that emerge out of the prior set of 10 spheres, one will come to find another 10 and another 10 and another 10 ad infinitum. Everything is built upon the secret of the 10 spheres, which are simply the basic framework, the basic gestalt or formation necessary for there to be a revelation of anything from a state of pure potential into a state of actualization. The 10 spheres are nothing other than the three triparate breakdown of top, bottom, and middle, where each top, bottom, and middle is composed of its own top, bottom, and middle. And those three elements of top, bottom, and middle, which are contained within them, their own top, bottom, and middle. So you have the top, bottom, and the middle of the top, the top, bottom, and the middle of the middle, and the top, bottom, and the middle of the bottom. And so those are nine elements. And then those nine elements, which is the formation of space, manifest in the space itself, in the weightiness of that thing itself, which is the Malchus. So everything is composed simply of these 10 spheros. Kibbe emes shar haspheros nevaru kol chalkeim. And when you look at reality, you see that the spheros that exist beyond Malchus, all of them are already clarified. All of them are are factors of hashpa'ah. They are an expression from above down below, and therefore they are refined. They are independent. They don't depend upon human volitionality. They don't depend upon human graspability. Keser, chachma, bina, chesed, gvur, tferes, netzach, hoy disoid. None of these need the human being, kavyachol, in order to be mukuyim, in order to take on their proper role. Ach nukva loy nevaru kochalkar. But the nukva, the malchus, was not completely mevurar. It was not completely refined in terms of how the shleimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be revealed in the world. Why? Kedei lahaniach malkom la'avoida, in order so that there should be a place where the human being is forced to encounter the secret of the bechira, which is the avoida, which is the schar itself. The avoida is the schar. That's the secret of the toiv ha'hetiv. The choyka toiv is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to earn the good. Why? Not only so that we shouldn't be ashamed to look at it in the future, because we'll always be ashamed to look at anything in the future. We're not deserving of anything. We're not deserving of anything. We can say all day, lo yisei voishi b'lo yisei kol mi. It's not because I've come to a place of feeling I deserve anything from Hashem. It's because I've come to a place of realizing that, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what I do, I'll never be deserving, because everything is a matnas chinam. Memeila lo yisei voishi. I'm never going to earn what I need to do in order to merit it in its own right, and therefore lo yisei voishi, I'm going to ask for everything without shame whatsoever. So then what's the nehemah de kisufa that the Ramchal is trying to free us from? The nehemah de kisufa is the ability to live in our own worlds right here, right now, in a secret of olam echad tira b'chayecha, of understanding that the yagia that we have to engage in, the bechira, is not some symptom of a previous fall from grace where the person is now no longer allowed, God forbid, to live in a state of perfection, and now they're forced to engage in this, you know, disgraceful process of refinement and production, as we see by other chalakim of faith in the world that see that as the model. But rather, the Ramchal is being megala to us the sweet nature of the avoida itself, the birur of the yegiya, the birur of the bechira. Choy katoiv lehetiv is that we should be nehne meyegiyas kapenu bevas achas, at the very moment that we are in the process of refining ourselves over and over, like the Leshem says, as it was written on the krach of his Eitz Chaim, that ha'ikr tachlis hayichud hu sha'adam yisapich lahaschar atzmo, that the person themselves should be transformed into the schar. And the secret of schar mitzvah, and the secret of oylemecha tira b'chayecha, and the secret of what the Zohar HaKadosh is masbir as alma da'asi tadir, that the oylem haba is something that is perpetually emerging into our minds. It's not something that simply rests at the end of the process, but rather it is the very essence of the process itself. And so this place of malchus is left undefined in its chalakim in order so that there should remain a place of avodah va'afilu b'shar ha'sviros. And now we might come to think that the parts of Avzer Anpin doesn't need any rectification, but we see by the parts of Avzer Anpin that there's Amshach of Moichin, and that there's the Ibor Yenicha and Leida, and so clearly it's not just Malchus that needs the Tikkun, but Afilu B'Shar Sviros Nishar Levar Masharoi Liyois Behem Letzarech HaMalchus B'Tikkuna. So the answer to that is that all of the deficiency that we perceive in the higher Partsufim, especially by Zer Anpin, which is also going through these processes, if in relationship to Malchus Zer Anpin is Shalim and only Malchus is Mechusar, so then why is it that we see a Chisaron Eitzer Ampin also? But in truth, Zakta Ramchal, that in truth, all of those elements of Birurim that are remain undone in the parts of Avzer Anpin, in that place that is theoretically the Mashpia, which is refined, is all for the purpose of Malchus itself, is all for that which it can give over to Malchus, because ultimately, Eishes Chayla Taris Baila. Eishes Chayla Taris Baila, and Nekeva to Saviv Gever, and ultimately Malchus itself is the Iker Nekuda, and therefore all of the Tikkunim and the processes that exist by Zer Anpin, Kagoin Iba, Vekatnus, the Zer Anpin, all of that is only for the Chalakim of Malchus that now exist up there because they've ascended from Malchus, which are also right now going to be part of Zer Anpin, and the secret of Ataras Abris, the Malchus within Zer Anpin itself, waiting to be revealed in the full Malchus, which is Malchus itself. And again, like the Ramchal said, we have to go slowly because we're going to learn what these terms mean. Be'ezras Hashem. The Ha'or Harav Shala Eina Ru'uya Lihimatze Ba Ella Im Kol Chalkeha Nivarim Ulechein Betchila Nimses Gedoyla Ve'achar Kach Hektina. And the profound light of Malchus itself, the profound blinding light of the concealment of Malchus, because all the Ramchal is showing us is a radical reorientation to everything, that if everything is Malchus, and Malchus is the Tzimtzum, and the Giloy of the Malchus, the Ein Sof Kavyachul, is the Tzimtzum, and the Shorish of all things, and then it's in the Skala, in the Malchus of Adam Kadmon, in the world of Akudim, and then it goes down into the secret of the Radl of Olam HaAtzilus, and then it goes down to the Malchus da Atzilus, which becomes the Kesser of Bria, which becomes the Malchus of Bria, and the Kesser of Yitzir, and the Malchus of Yitzir, and the Kesser of Asiya, all the way down to the Malchus. All of those processes are not elements of concealment. They are not elements of absence. They are not elements of some symptom that emerges from some trauma that was unexpected and now leaves us reeling, struggling to try and figure out how to survive. But rather, all of these mechanics of Malchus and all of the profound Yerida, 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 Yerida that Malchus undergoes is all built into the very fabric of how Malchus emerges in the end of the day, ut, ut, back up ever so slowly, back up through all of the stations from which it emerged down from, in order to reveal the Spitz Tachlis of what all of existence has always been. The Marav Tuvcha Sher Tzafan Tilareyecha, the Or HaTzafan, the Or HaGonuz, the Or of Malchus in its Sheirish, which is the secret of Malchus, the Ein Sof Kavyachol, which is the secret of Malchuscha Malchus Kol Oylamim and Ani Rishon Vani Acharon and Biladai and Elokim, and the secret of Hashem Hu Amelech, Hashem Hu Amelech, Hashem Hu Elokim, and the secret of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and the secret of Baruch Shein Kavod Malchus Elam Void. All of it is an expression of Malchus that is revealing itself currently in a way of absence. It's not absent. It's not not present. It's not not here. It's not lost, but rather it's here, but it's unrevealed. And our avodah is to always be mevarer, to be mezachich, everything to reveal that which has always already been here, which one can understand again why it's known that Rabbi Nachman would send people to learn Mesilas Yesharim before becoming a chassid of Rabbi Nachman. And another maisa goes that Rabbi Nachman would tell the famous story of the individual who went to find the treasure under the bridge far away, only to come to find that the treasure always existed within the home that he had struggled so hard to leave behind. And because ultimately the two nekudos are being mevara, one singular thing, that all that which appears concealed is not absent, is rather always there, it's always present, just waiting to be revealed. And that's the light of what the Ramchal is being masbir, the radical light of Yichud, and that's the light of what that maisa of searching for the treasure under the bridge, only to come to find that the treasure was always here, which is the secret of the 26th chapter of Mesil Sesharim, which is the secret of that when it comes to Ruach HaKodesh, when it comes to holiness, when it comes to the expression of true connectivity, Tchilasa Avodah, it begins with work, V'soif HaMatana, in the end, it always remains a gift. The Or HaRav Shela, and this profound light of Malchus, Einu Re'uya Li'Matzeba, it is not Roy, it cannot rest there in a revealed way, Ki Im Kol Chalkeha Nivarim, until all of the Chalakim of Malchus are Mevurar, and as we already know, it's just At, the last Nekudas of Malchus in the Raglayim of Olam Ha'Asiya, which is where the Raglayim of Adam Karon are going to be Niskala and Har HaZeisim, and it's specifically in those last Chalakim of Amalek that have an Achiza, in those Birurim of Amuna, 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 those are the last Nekudas of Malchus that remain. Ulchin betchila nimses gedula. We see originally the moon's lost light. We saw an expression of the greatness of the moon, the fulfillment of Malchus, the pre-existence of Malchus Kavyachol prior to the fulfillment that comes from Zer Anpin. Ba'acher kachetina, and only afterwards was there this diminution, this limitation. We see this model very often. We see this in the Uber b'mei imo, which is also nekud of Malchus. The child in the womb learns the entire Torah, only to come to forget about it. The yidden receive everything on Pesach, only to come to lose it theoretically. Even though Ein Siluk Moichan Oilam, and it's always there, like we just said, it's just concealed in a hidden way, waiting to be revealed again, but now it undergoes a process of diminution and smallness. And why is that? Yayin Loi Haya Az. Zmanat Lios came, because in truth, it wasn't time yet. It wasn't time for Geula. It wasn't time for Geula. Anytime there's a Hesiris of Malchus to reveal herself in the fullest expression, so that means that there's a time of Geula, because Mashiach Tzidkenu is the Nukud of Malchus, and we see this in Purim, which was the biggest Hesiris to Geula. Where in Purim, Achashverosh had to write a letter of Kol Ish Shairer Bebeso, because anytime that there's a Hesirus of Malchus the Kadisha, which is the secret of Eishes Chayla Taras Baila, which is the secret of that feminine quality of concealment descending upwards to its primary source, which is the lofty, impossibly high level of Emuna B'Sharasha, which is the secret of Sha'asani Kirtzono, that the Koyach of the Nekeva has the ability to be Medaleg Elaharim Mekabitz HaLegvaos, that has the ability to be Medaleg all the way up to Pnimius of Keser, because in truth, Aniva Ayin Bevasach, and the depths of Keser are the depths of Emuna. So anytime there's a Hesiris to Geula or Hesiris to Mashiach Tzidkenu, there has to be a reorientation of the valence of that binary power, so to speak, of that balance of prior to Mashiach, where the Mashpia, the Zachar, is going to be Mashpia to the Nekeva. And to calm down that identification with the future orientation where the Nekeva, the tendency of the Nekeva, is to ascend above and beyond the Zohar as it truly intuitively knows it is in the secret of the Bina Yisera HaNisna Be'isha. And again, these qualities of kind of the gendered nature of experience, I'm speaking about the level of how it's Muzbar in Panemius, which is that we all experience both elements of this. There is a Zohar and there's a Nekeva within each and every person, but we're speaking about the qualities of spirituality. And so anytime that there's a Cyrus for that Kayach of the Nekeva to be Misaira again, Me'al HaRosh, so then there has to be a letter that reminds Kol Ish Shaira Bebeiso, reminding that the process is still on the way. The process is still on the way. It's still Badarach. And then in another Hitznoitzitzos of Another Hitznoitzitzos of Geula is by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, which is a Hesiris to the Sudas de Levyasan, which is the place where Yonah ben Amittai is Yoyresh, his Ruach HaKodesh, and Isha, as Tosfos says, a woman in Yerushalayim has the capacity to be Mevar Chitin, which are the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, to be Mevar Malchus itself. When there's a Hitznoitzitzos of that Mayim Tachtoinim that are oile back up to the Mayim Elyonim, which is the secret of the Miyut HaYareach, which is now undergoing an undoing of that Miyut, and it's growing in its strength, and the Mayim Tachtoinim, which is Malchus, and the moon in its lost light, which has been crying all along, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed, is being revealed finally to be what it truly is, and only David HaMelech, who understands the true seat of secret of Malchus, is the one who remains in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash, dancing upon the abyss in order to ensure that the abysmal waters of the Mayim Tachtoinim and that his Hisoiris of Geula, that it should come back up, and that the Nekeva should be Megala, that it's higher than the Zachar, and that Emuna Kepshuta and Bitl B'tachlis is a higher level than expansion and extension. So David HaMelech had to understand that no, not yet, not yet. And that was what he was trying to do in the Shir HaMalos, where he was pushing down the waters of Malchus, which were seeking to arise again. But we see anytime that's a Hitznoitzitzot of Malchus, of Mashiach, which is the secret of Hillel HaZaken, who could say, Emanikan Akolkan, Ki Hillel is Gematria 65, which is the Gematria of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the secret of Malchus, we see in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva by the Beis HaMikdash. So Chazal tell us that Asu Tikkun Gadol. What was the Tikkun Gadol? What was the profound rectification that they created by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? But they put the women's section, they put the Ezras Nashim above from the men, and the women were looking down towards the men, because any time that there is a Hisoiris of Geula, there is a Hisoiris of Nekeva Tosayviv Geder, there is a Hisoiris of Eishes Chayla Teres Baila, and there's always going to be an expression of that. So the Ramchal is describing the time prior to the ascent of Malchus. It's not time yet for Malchus to be revealed in her grandeur. And therefore, there are two things that we have to understand in terms of what fulfillment of being a human being is, because the human being is the chayil of Malchus. It's an expression of Malchus, which is the containment of the Shechina HaKadosha within the heart of each and every individual, and the secret of Chelek Eloi Kaimimal. So the Tachlis of the Shechina is also the Tachlis of Bnei Adam, and Tachlis of Bnei Adam is also the Tachlis of the Shechina, as Chazal have told us. When a person is in pain, the Shechina Kavyachal is in pain. And when the Shechina is Kavyachal in pain, the Tzaddikim are in pain. And it's our job to be like the Tzaddikim, as the Tzaddikim taught us, to be in pain over the Chorban. And it's not so difficult. La'aseh Shleimus L'Bnei Adam. There's two things that we have to do. Hasara Sarah, which is getting rid of the negative qualities that appear to grow in the absence of the revealed light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's unity, which is the deficiency of Malchus. And Hamshachas HaShefa, which is drawing back down that fullness that is always part and parcel of Malchus. And in spite of the fact that it's not time for the Geula Shleima yet, nevertheless, every Hamshach of Moichin down into Malchus and the Hakara, that this is the light that always was here, that's being Mashlim itself to reveal, that what I thought was Chaser was in truth just a way of Shleimus revealing itself through the Koyach of Chisaron, which is the Tachas of Bria, then I come to be Mamtik, that element, and I come to live with a moment of Yichud there, and I draw the Shefa down. V'zehu asoid be'emes, and this is the deep secret. Ki metaharas haneshamas nimshach zeh. This is where the process of the purification of the soul comes from, because every moment that I realize that I'm drawing down Shefa to Malchus, and that the Shefa belongs to Malchus itself, I'm transforming the moment of concealment, which was the moment of Malchus, and revealing that in truth it was always already a moment of revelation, just concealed in the garments of a moment of concealment. To draw down the proper vitality to this feminine quality, via ba'or hachama, and the light of the sun, which is truly her light, shehu zoi sabachina shebenukva hamashlema soisa, which is the element of Malchus, which is waiting to return back into Malchus in order to be mashlemet. V'zeh soid matza v'mitzvah, and this is what we started with when we said in the Zohar Kadosh that when you take Malchus alone and you don't see the fulfillment of Malchus itself, so then it's matzah, then it's dalva aniyah, then it's without time, and it's without matza al shema, that what am I eating this for? And without moichin, and without chachma, I'm without Bina, Amma, the Ima, Azavani, Bashem, Yaspeni, I'm in a place of Matzah, Dalva, Ani, Ani. And in that place, what we have to do is not leave Matzah. We have to draw the Vav of Zer Anpin down into it, and draw the Hamshacha of those lights that were originally present in Matzah, and draw them back down, and to reborrow that Vav that was ours, even though it's not rightfully ours yet, because that's only going to be ours in the future. We can borrow from the future and draw that Vav that was previously ours down into Matzah, and it becomes Mitzvah, which is going to be the Shlemus of the Chisaron of Malchus. malchus. Ki matzah hu lechem oini, because malchus and matzah are one and the same. They're a bread of destitution. V'hu b'chinas levada beloi below b'chinas hamashlemes mitzad hazo. And the element of matzah is the secret of malchus in her isolation, alone without the element that belongs to her, that is resting in Zah, that fulfillment that comes from Zer Anpin. V'ha mitzvah hu shlema, but the secret of mitzvah is shlemus that comes to malchus, is the drawing down of that light that previously belonged to malchus, and the revelation that in truth the emptiness of malchus is really a reflection of the most profound light that can't be revealed otherwise, other than by way of tzimtzum, other than by way of concealment. Besoid or halavanaka or achama, this is the secret when I draw the above into the matzah, that diminution of the light of the lavana now gets fulfilled, and that light of the lavana is now going to be like the or of the chama with its own pre-existent fullness. L'chein amar, and therefore we say, kad it's chaberes b'dechura it kriyas mitzvah b'taysefes vav. And this is what the Zohar Kadosh says in Chelak Aleph Kufn and Zayin Amar Aleph, that when matzah, which is malchus, connects to the masculine element, it becomes mitzvah with an additional vav. Ve'eno omer shezun biyachad nikru mitzvah. Matzah vav. And again, like we saw last week from the Ramchal, it doesn't say that now there's Zer Anpin, which is full, which offers from its fullness to Malchus, and now there's Zer Anpin, which is full, and Malchus, which is full, which is the typical way of looking at the relationship between Zun, between Zer Anpin and Malchus. That Zer Anpin is Shalem, and it gives of its Shlemus to Malchus to fulfill it from time to time, and then Malchus descends back into its inherent deficiency. But the MS is that Adarab, Ibchum Stabra, Malchus is Shalem Bifnei Atzmo, and the lights that come down from Zah are the lights of Malchus itself that have been diminished so that the true fullness of Malchus can properly reveal itself, because it has the koyach to be Moisa Nefesh, to operate in that place in the middle that appears to be devoid of the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be already down into the worlds of Bri Yetzirah and Asiyah, to live in a world of apparent period, because it trusts so deeply in the Achdus that it's not going to be Nifgam there. And therefore we see over here that when I draw the Vav down, it's not Matzah and the Vav, meaning Malchus and Zer Anpin, as if there's a beautiful unity and a harmonious unity between Zah and Malchus, and that because Zah is kind enough, it gives to Malchus. Ela hanukva hiya nikras mitzvah, but rather Nukva itself is what's referred to as mitzvah. Matzah was the state of Malchus in its diminution, in its concealment, but that very state of concealment is the site where the fullness is going to come from, meaning to say, to remind us that in order to uncover that which is fundamentally present, one need not draw things from outside of themselves into themselves, but rather be mezachich and reveal that which has always existed within themselves, as the Magid said when he walked into the Beis Medrash in Mezhebuz, that Atzilus is do, Atzilus is do, that Atzilus is here, that the world of Atzilus, the world of Chochmah, is here, right here in Malchus, that Bitul and the Hashra of Orin Sof is found as much in the lowest place imaginable as it is in the highest place. Ki Shleimus HaNukva Hu Hischabrus HaBzachar, because the fulfillment and the process of the fulfillment that takes place to the feminine is only once it's connected to the Zachar to receive the lights that the Zachar was holding for it. V'zoisi havav hanoisefes badavka. And this is why the oisvav is filled within the word matzah itself, because malchus is what is undergoing a stage of transition into shlemus. It's not simply shalim because it's borrowing from Zer Anpin. Kihi b'chinas achas noisefes ba, because now there's a new reality that has returned back into malchus itself. V'lo mischaberes aleha. It's not simply something that is connecting to her, but it's something that came down from above and now has been revealed to have retroactively always been part and parcel of the fulfillment of Malchus itself. The Hevi Raya LeDivrei Nuzeh, and the Raya, the proof that I have for this, Shekosuv, as it's written, Ki HaMitzvah HaZois, HaReisha Zois, Hi Nikras Mitzvah. Zois, thisness, is Malchus. It appears deficient, it appears empty, other than the shell of its expression. Mitzvah, we tend to think, we may have thought that no, mitzvah is just when Zer Anpin is Mashpia into Malchus, but it's not Malchus itself. So we have a proof that in truth, Matzah, Malchus itself, fulfills itself, and it becomes the secret of mitzvah, where there's a shlemus of Malchus itself, which it can only express by way of receiving it from Zer Anpin, but it's not because Zer Anpin is giving it its fullness, but its fullness is pre-existent within Malchus itself. And the raya to this is that the pasuk says, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois. Zois is malchus. Zois is feminine deficiency. Zois is emptiness. Zois is devoid of content. And mitzvah is fulfillment. Mitzvah is fullness of content. Mitzvah is connection. And we see that the mitzvah and zois are one and the same. So the Ramchal says, from here we have proof as to what I'm saying, even though it's pshiti lam likra, that the shlemus of malchus, the shlemus of this worldly experience and all of its concealment is not simply going to be revealed to have been really okay because it led us to a better place, but rather it's going to be revealed that it was the full place itself, hine makumiti, it was exactly where we needed to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and that everything is present, and that Atzilus is due, and that Atzilus is here, and in spite of the fact that a Kaddish Baruch Hu has created a tzimtzum, there are moments of its where we remember the very simple fact that Simsumena Kapshuto and that Enun Mavado Mamish, and then we return back into that deficiency of Malchus to draw it down again and again and again in the secret of the Tesefes Kishut that comes about specifically through the Bechira of it all, Be'ezra Hashem.
You've been listening to Inward with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the OR Podcast Network. Inward was created by Rabbi Zach Kamenetz and is produced by Zev Gavriel. The music is by Zusha. You can help support the production of this podcast by visiting us online at orpodcasts.com.